Well, Liam, I suppose there's been a championship fever in Trelake for the last couple of months, and I've no doubt it hasn't abated anything in recent weeks as you prepare for tomorrow's showdown with Scotstoun.
Yeah, well, the last few weeks has been fairly good to Trelake as a club, I suppose, and we're in a nice position, and look forward to tomorrow's match, I suppose, against Scotstoun, who would be favourites, all right, but we're in a good place, like, so hopefully things will work out, though.
Yeah, and I suppose the reality is you are in bonus territory at this stage. What, you won a first Tyrone in 29 years a couple of weeks ago, and then came to Ballybuffet and beat a good St. Niamh Connell side, who were also favourites for that game.
Well, that's it. Trelake have been going in as underdogs, really, from the semi-final. They were fancied to win the first two rounds, okay, against Greencastle and Dungannon, but from there on, against Colleen, they were big underdogs. Against Killeclacher, they were even bigger underdogs. And against Glenties, they were probably much the same. You know, if you're going by the bookies odds offered on them, they were big underdogs there as well. Like, and it's no different tomorrow, like, I suppose. You know, it's probably not surprising in that they were beaten in the intermediate final in Tyrone last year, just 12 months ago. So to be expected to be favourites or anywhere near favourites for us, the club senior semi-final 12 months later would be a wee bit, would be pushing the boat now.
Yeah, but I know from listening to you and from reading interviews and hearing some of your players been interviewed, that there's a quite confidence about this crowd of lads, and of course you have quite a lot of them have enjoyed success with Tyrone at under 21 and minor level as well, and obviously that seeps through to everybody.
Yeah, well, there's it. They definitely are an emerging team in Tyrone. There's no denying that. There, you know, but you know, maybe a year or so early. But you know, there's no time like the present. And they're certainly very confident in their own ability and their own capabilities. And whilst you know they accept that they're underdogs for the match against Scotland, the same as they were against Glenties, and it's unknown territory for a lot of them. You know, bar some of the fellas that played in the 2008 Intermediate Ulster Club Championship, the rest, the Ulster Club Championship is completely new. But, you know, they accept that they're underdogs, yeah, but they also accept and expect themselves to deliver a performance, you know. And if they deliver the right performance, they're not going to be far away.
Out of the blocks very early against Niamh Connell, got really laid down their marker very early on. I suppose we're hanging on at the end, but they did hang on.
Yeah, well, there's it. Like, and you know, having watched it, they hung on. You know, I wouldn't say comfortably. Okay, Young Geller missed a free kick at the end, but you know, it was a dubious enough free kick, to be honest. And having said that, Trelake had a great chance just before that to either, well, certainly get a point, and maybe even a goal opportunity, you know, which would really put the match to bed. And had a few chances, you know, broke away a couple of times, but their defending was very disciplined throughout, and especially for a 5 minute spell towards the end, they defended really well on their own 15, and Niamh Connell just couldn't break them down.
And talk to me about Scotstoun. They slayed the reigning Ulster champions Lough Neagh in their quarter final in impressive fashion, so obviously they're going to be a tough nut to crack, and you know,
they're probably a seasoned team at this stage now. You know, okay, last year they slipped up in Monaghan, and they slipped up being the word lift, so they were ahead of Clontibber at half time, and you know, really didn't push on, like, and had real opportunities of winning, you know, the Monaghan Championship last year. The fact that it was one that they left behind the previous year that they were in the Ulster Club, the, you know, from Jack McKeown and Hughes and Darren Hughes both the way about here, they really should have beat Ballinderry. They felt themselves that they left that behind, so they're probably seeing this as their third year now, you know, being in the Ulster Club, and they really do see it as a year that they can push on. And, you know, they're talking really at the start of the year that the Ulster Club was a real target for them. And, you know, you beat the beaten All-Ireland finalists and the reigning Ulster Club Championships in the first round. That is really setting down a marker for the rest of the teams, you know, including the Kilcoos and the Cross McGlens of this world, never mind Trelake. So Scotstoun will be fancying their chances of not only beating Trelake, but...
And where do you believe they're strong?
They're very strong around the middle of the field, and obviously in Darren Hughes, wherever they play him, like if they play him at centre half forward or they play him at full forward, their forward line is good. You know, and it's certainly not a one-man band up front, because McCarthy's a good player, Shane Carey's a good player. You know, they've a number of decent players in their midfield of Turley and Caulfield. It's a really good club midfield. Their half back line is probably fairly strong too, in Donald Morgan, and if they play Kieran Hughes there, or they can play Kieran Hughes in the middle of the field or in the half forward line. So they've a number of options there, like, you know. But their bench, you know, hasn't been really tested yet, for, you know, the fact that they have been going so well, probably, so it'll be interesting to see what they're like.
And where do you feel you can hurt them or can punish them?
Well, Tillich's forward line has been going reasonably well. Defensively, they have a good defensive setup, you know, so if we can really get the best out of, we're going to have to get the best out of, you know, you're going to have to be dominating 12, 13, 14 positions on the field to really hurt Scotson, I feel like, you know. So again, Tillich are fairly strong around the middle of the field, or half forward, you know, our forward division. There's no real, I know, you know, the likes of Matty and Roy Brennan and Richie Lee are with county senior experience around the panel. You know, many people say, oh, they're the four big players, but it's not really the case, you know. Tillich are fairly, you know, there's a lot of fellas that are, you know, the Prince of Kane's of this world, Niall Gormley's playing really well at the minute too, you know, so there's big performances in all those lads, and certainly if they turn up with a big performance tomorrow, we could hurt Scotson, you know, in the forward division more so than anywhere else.
And finally, in terms of fitness, how is everybody?
Yeah, a clean bill of health now from what I hear, but again, Tom, I'm like the outsider at this stage, I hear nothing. The boys don't carry stories from training, so I'm really like every other spectator. I see whatever we land on the day, and as far as we're aware, everybody's fully fit.
It's been a dream season. Can the dream continue?
I honestly think it can. You know, if we turn up and dominate, we're going to have to be dominating maybe 13 as many as 14 positions. Well, like a Scotsman, maybe if they're in top and 10 positions, it could really hurt us, but we're going to have a real team performance, you know, with everybody giving near enough 100%, as they say. And, you know, if we get that on the day, we have a real chance. We have a real chance. And it has been a fantastic season for us so far. But I do feel the boys think that they can have one more big game.